Good morning. My guest this morning is Ellie Lichtenstein from the Cinnabar Theater. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, May 30th, that is tonight. So tonight is opening night. Yikes!
Yes, it is.
The Cinnabar's production of The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart.
That's right.
And you run through June the 15th.
We do. Just 9 performances only.
Wow.
Yes, right.
Well, talk about that wonderful, wonderful musical play.
Well, it's quite the opera. It is, one of the great comic operas of the centuries. It never should be forgotten. We found an incredible English translation from which we are working that just brings out all the deep inner meanings. You know, it's a very political piece. It's all about the haves and the have nots.
Uh-huh.
The 1% taking advantage of the 99%, but the 99% coming up on top.
Hooray!
Yes! Yes! And we have a cast of 10 just absolutely brilliant principals and a beautiful chorus and orchestra. We're setting the piece between the two world wars, right when the aristocracy is really losing its footing because the underclass is realizing there's a world out there. I can make a living. I don't have to be a servant.
It was the dawn of media, really.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know that, but it's certainly the dawn of the underclass realizing they don't have to be under anymore.
And that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, who is your lead?
Oh, our Figaro is a fellow by the name of Eugene Walden. He was seen last at Cinnabar as Leporello in Don Giovanni, so he's a real great Mozart singer. And he is marrying our beautiful Kelly Britt as Susanna, The Marriage of Figaro. And she has been in 4 performances, productions before. She's just a beauty, comic actress of great timing. It's a translation that is seldom done.
Fairly recent, I assume.
It's a very recent translation.
Have you done this show before? You have, haven't you?
Yes, the last time was 9 years ago, and we had this gal who played the Countess Rosina, Barathy Soman, was gorgeous, but she moved to Virginia. And so we were just in touch with her. I said, we're going to do The Marriage of Figaro. And she said, oh my God, I want to come back and do it. I said, you're on. And she did.
Oh,
so
great.
She's come back from Virginia to do it again. So if you saw it 9 years ago, set in the 18th century, you're in for a treat because our countess is back and she's dressed in the 20s.
That's really incredible.
Absolute beauty, yeah.
You know, it takes being in a theater company for some years in the same place for magical occurrences like that to happen.
Right. I guess so. Yeah. And, there are so many great comic characters. And, this is the precursor to the bedroom farce, right?
Yes.
You've got lots of doors and hidden people and characters playing other characters. And of course, the great pants role of the 18th century, which is Cherubino, who is this crazy, played by a woman, right? This boy who is just, raging hormones and getting in the way of all the other subplots and plots, especially the main plot. And he's just sort of like a baby count. The count is the one who is trying to take his rights of his feudal rights with Figaro's fiancée.
This just sounds like a perfect show for people to see at the start of the summer season.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's an absolute celebration of life and love.
So very quickly, what's after this?
Well, I'm not allowed to divulge
you
because have not announced our season yet officially.
We have an incredible lineup.
We truly have a 14-15 season that plus a music series that will run throughout the season that is tantalizing to the nth degree.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in, Ellie.
Thank you, Roland.
And remember, folks, it opens tonight, May the 30th, plays through June the 15th at the Cinnabar Theater. The Marriage of Figaro, music by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, libretto by Lorenzo da Ponte. Telephone number 763-8920, online, cinnabartheaterwithaner.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a wonderful day.